Dog Days of Podcasting, Hidden Note Podcast, Episode 3. I'm outside again at the loading dock area at my job. Lunchtime. Today I am thinking about technology. More specifically, I'm thinking about new technology I want to buy. I only bought for the first time. I bought a laptop last year for the first time. It was the. I just never really wanted a laptop before. Didn't need one. Desktop computer worked fine. Been using smartphones for a while, but I just never really had a chance to play around with a laptop. So in the past year of using the device, I'm finding it really useful in terms of getting time to write, to create, to develop stuff. But at the same time, it is, it's a larger laptop. It's not a tiny ultrabook or anything like that. And so I've been debating since, it is a rather cheap Toshiba laptop, and, it's kind of starting to wear down even after a year. So I'm debating about getting something new. And I've been debating a tablet. Last year at Dragon Con, I shared a hotel room with a couple of different writers. Christiana Ellis was there with her iPad and a Bluetooth keyboard. And she seemed to do a really good job of writing with that. She was up in the room pretty much every day working on stuff with that device. And so I'm kind of looking, not at that high range of a tablet, but something more mid-range like a Nexus 7. $200, $250 is a good price point. I don't need as much storage as I have on the laptop because, frankly, I just want to use it for writing. Web browsing too when I'm at home, but the reason I bought a cheap laptop in the first place was because I didn't want something that could game or something that could run heavy, applications or things like that. I just wanted something to create with. So $200 is cheaper than buying a new laptop of the same grade of what I have right now. Bluetooth keyboard wouldn't be too pricey. And, that would pretty much resolve what I want to do with it. Plus, I like the idea of being more advanced, having a little bit more technology that's more current day, as opposed to just relying on laptops from a decade ago. So, I'm pricing one out. If I do get one, it will likely be after the convention. Probably about the same time I got the laptop I picked up last year. So late September, early October. I know that they're supposed to have low qualities of the 6 gig Nexus 7 right now. So 16 gig. So I might just wait until those are back in stock and place a pre-order there. So that's been this episode. Talk to you tomorrow on the 4th.